And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to do another movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Dune. And this is slightly of a bit of a spoiler, but it's actually Dune Part 1. So, Dune is based off a series of books, and it was actually made, they made another Dune film years ago. And I've never actually seen the original film, and I've never read the books, but my brother has like audiobook that thing, and he's mentioned for me to listen to him. And from my understanding, it's a very intriguing book, but we're gonna take this film and go into it into a general, like a general moviegoer's perspective, and that's how I went into this. And so Dune Part 1 is, for the most part, basically that. It is part one of a multifaceted film. What I've been looking into it, it seems there's going to be a there has to be a part two, or this film is kind of like, yeah, it's a rough one to review in a sense of story. Like visually this film is fantastic. Like all the shots they made, like everything you're like visually watching, it's so good. The score and soundtrack, it is so great. Like there's a few like audio stuff with like the whispering during like these weird like vision things that were a little bit scrambled. I would have enjoyed some, like, I would have put subtitles on, because I watched this on HBO Max. This was one of the films that I was like, should I watch it in cinema, should I not? And I'll say this film will look fantastic on the big screen. Like, you want to feel this. Like, I have a reasonably decent television and surround system to watch films. There's no doubt about that. But for sure, visually and audibly, this is a beautiful film. The acting was fantastic. I never felt, because there's some big names in this film, and every actor, an actress, did a fantastic portrayal of whatever character they were doing. I never felt anyone was typecast. Like, it just felt like, yes, this is the character they're doing. I feel their character is who they are, and that's what was like fantastic. I really enjoyed it. The issue that I've been seeing, and I found myself thinking, is with the narrative of this film. Like I said, Dune Part 1 is basically part 1 of this. Either it's going to be a two-parter or a trilogy. From what my brother has mentioned, it feels like this should be a trilogy, just because of the amount of content in the books. But Part 1, I won't deny, it has me intrigued. There's a lot of context for this film that follows, what's the name of the character? Paul Atreides? And it follows him and his family, and there's like a bunch of lore that is happening. It is a great buildup. It is a great part one, or first act of a film. But it's a 2.5 hour act one. I won't deny that. That's how this film felt. This film felt like this is act one going into act two. And I don't know how I feel about it, because for the most part, I was intrigued with a lot of the characters. I was hoping for a little bit more character development. There is some, but there's like a lot of characters being introduced. And some of the characters that were supposedly a main like focus of the film don't really show up until like probably the last 15 minutes of the film. And I'm like, really? Okay. Wow, okay. I didn't see that one coming that well. Just because of how this film went. So when I say that I'm like, this movie is like really visually great to go see in cinema, I'm kind of glad that I watched it on HBO Max, because I would have been slightly disappointed narratively speaking. Like, this is one of those films that would have been interesting and great as maybe a like six part episodic show, or I don't know. It is for sure needs a part two, and from what I'm looking at, it hasn't been greenlit yet. And it's one of those things where I'm like, it's like one of those things where I like, did they not think they were gonna have a part two, or is it just something that they were seeing how audience would take it? Because if there is no part two, I'll say this, part one of the film is just like ends at this weird mark where it's like, what's gonna happen next, and just leaves it hanging, and I'm like, I want to know more and I want to watch more. I'm like, this film, for as much as I felt empty at the end of it, like, the only reason I felt empty is because I want more out of this. And it's just, I can see what they're going for. I see what the direction they're going for. But it's just like, why wasn't some form of already like, hey, yes, we are working in a part two, or and part three, or whatever this film is going to do. From my understanding, from what my brother kind of spoiled, like, I told him, like, just tell me, because it's gonna probably be a couple years before we get part two. And for sure, there's gonna be some weird time skip thing from what my brother told me. It's one of those things where, since they have a bunch of the source material already, and how are they gonna handle it? Because from, like I said, I'm going into this as a regular movie goer. Like, I just wanted to see an interesting film. Like I said, visually, audibly, great film. It's just, like, where is really kind of the payoff in your traditional, like three-act movie? Like, there's the build, the conflict, and then the finale. And this really didn't have a good finale, to say the least. Like, it's a good midway point to what's gonna happen next. Like, but if it was like, if this is like the, this would be like the end, the final conclusion, like, it wasn't that great. So I'm hoping we get some announcement in the next couple weeks, saying, yeah, we're gonna be working on part two, like, it's gonna be coming out in a couple years, which kind of sucks a little bit. Like, I kind of was hoping a year, 2 years from now, 2 years maybe, because it's one of those film things that some films just kind of get overlooked sometimes, because there's just so many other films coming up. So rating this movie is weird, because if part two comes out, part two or part three, whatever it's gonna happen, like, this could be a very, very, very good film, because there's so much to the world, so much to the politics, so much to the characters, that I'm like really already invested in it, because I now, at this point, I kind of want to look into the books to get more. Like, combined together, this is gonna be like a very, like, amazing, like, great film or films. But if this is the only one we get, it's just a very, like, the movie's just fine. Like, it's good, but like will I watch it for the narrative, and now knowing that there won't be a part two? Like, it just kind of leaves it hanging, And I'm like, okay, I'm not very fond of films or shows like that. Where it's just like, you know, there's more gonna happen, but you'll never get anything out of it. And I've learned my lesson with shows and movies, mostly shows like that. Like, you know, there's supposed to be a season two, but it's never gonna happen. So, and looking at this, I'm hoping, like, well, I don't want to see this. I kind of, but I don't want to, because it's a 2.5 hour film. I'm kind of already stretched watching films for the rest of this month. So, watching this one at home was like, I enjoyed it, had fun. Would I have enjoyed it in cinema? Yes and no, like I mentioned. So, what I'm going to do is, I am going to rate it. I'm going to rate it a solid, like, 8 out of 10. Just because I have a feeling, and the way it's being like received right now, it's like it has to be get a part two, because like I said, it's very well done. It's just the way it was marketed was off. If it was marketed as, yes, this is going to be part one of multiple films, I would have felt a little bit more like, okay, so I know what I'm getting myself into. It just, I wasn't done that, and so I had a different perception of the film going in than when I left. Like, if someone tells me, like, yeah, because when you tell someone, yeah, this is only going to be part one of multiple films, like, yeah, so it's, you're probably going to, like, it's going to feel weird to tell someone that. But once you watch it, you really want to get more into it if you're into these kind of, like, very interesting sci-fi political films, which just are like really interesting, and it's sometimes hard to come by when there's just so much happening. So I'm gonna give it a solid 8 out of 10. But if a part two never shows up, it's gonna be like a 6 out of 10. It's fine. But for now, it's a solid 8 right now. Hoping for part two, like as a trilogy, it could probably be like an entire like 10 if it's well done, like it is like part one that was done. But yeah, those are my thoughts on Dune, part one. Let me know what you guys thought of Dune. Did you enjoy it? What were your thoughts on it? So. As always, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. So until next time, see ya.